County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. And this segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold. Appreciate you having me.
That's good to be with you, coach. Well, it's past Friday night. The Metter Tigers rolled into town. They were undefeated in the region. As a matter of fact, they were undefeated altogether, 6-0. And
ranked number one in the state.
They are? Wow. And unfortunately, things didn't go as well as we expected. We suffered a 27-7 loss, but it was a hard-hitting, exciting football game nonetheless. And really, the outcome wasn't was in doubt until late in the fourth quarter with about 6 minutes to go. So let's talk about the ball game. Let's start out there in the first quarter. Tell us your thoughts on it.
Well, I go back before the first quarter, we were without our main running back, Trenton Johnson, and we've got a lot of time and energy invested in as a part of our offense. So we had to do some different things. We got our tight end hurt early in the ball game, so we went more to our spread offensive look, spread wing T type look, and we're really not designed to sustain that for four quarters and ended up being in it for four quarters. So, you know, that we knew that we could hurt them defensively. So at the half, it was 7-6, and the only score that they had was a interception return for a touchdown. They only had 41 yards and one first down in the first half, so the defensive game plan worked really well. And I think a little bit of what happened to us in the second half was we got tired on defense and had a little more depth than us, so they came out and ran a couple of different schemes we hadn't seen that much of, and it hurt us. So they were able to go up on us 14-7. And, you know, it stayed 14-7 for most of the rest of the game until about 6-7 minutes to go. And that's when, you know, the wheels fell off. They scored 14 points right there in the end.
Yeah. The first quarter was just a defensive struggle for both teams. Both teams were hitting on all cylinders on defense. And we were talking about, boy, that was a hard-hitting first half. And that first quarter flew by when both teams were running the ball. And not very successfully, I might add. And that pick six sure turned the momentum around right there in that first half. But the team, you got the offense together and you drove right on down the field and scored a touchdown.
We did. We hit we ran the reverse so much in other ball games that we faked the reverse. And I guess they had worked it so much, they chased the fake reverse. So we went up right down the sideline, and I felt like he thought we were going to come back with some type of run, so we threw a inside go routes and two hitches on the outside. We hit one of the go routes in the end zone for a touchdown.
Is that Quan Proctor who caught the pass? Mm-hmm. Well, Dalton McClellan, your starting quarterback, threw it, and it was a beautiful pass and a beautiful play. We make the extra point. We're up 7-6 at half.
I was smiling going to halftime. I was like, I'm glad to be up 7-6, but I have no answer for what's about to happen in the second half.
Well, and in the first half, you know, you talked about your tight end, defensive end, senior, long snapper who got injured trying to catch a pass. It looks like he twisted his ankle.
He did, and that was the matchup we had on their number seven, who's a really good outside linebacker, defensive end. That matchup went away, so that really hurt us. He was able to control number seven without Ryan in the game, was able to control the edge that he was on most of the night.
Donaldson, yes, in the second half, and after that, his name was called a lot on tackles.
Yeah, he had 12 tackles Friday night.
Yeah.
Two for a loss and a caused fumble.
He was a good player.
Was it a fumble or just maybe two tackles? I don't think we fumbled. I think we said pick sixes.
We had to pick six. We had three interceptions we gave up.
Yeah, those were tough.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we go in at halftime, and it was homecoming that night too, so a lot of the festivities took place before the game. So that kind of, you have to adjust your warm-up schedule on that. But both teams do, so.
Heck, I don't have to adjust to that. There's so many of those things that go on, I just do it all year. We come off the field at 6:55 all year.
Well, anyway, we get to the second half. We have to kick off to them. And they take off on a long drive and punch it in and take the lead.
They did. They took advantage of our aggressive play on defense. They finally let us be our own worst enemy. They trapped us a little bit, and we responded and adjusted to that fairly well on the inside trap. On the outside, they ran a fake sweep and brought a counter back the other way, and we didn't play that well. That was really the three main – that play they hurt us. They scored on, and they had two big first downs on it. So that was one of the plays we didn't defend very well.
Yeah, they had that big fullback that they ran quite a bit. I think it was Aaron Collins was his name. Can't remember his number. But
22.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's a tough fullback. They ran an inside trap with him a little while till we adjusted, and then they ran a off tackle scheme that came up under the sweep that we had a hard time seeing those. And that, I mean, we caught them on that first drive with things they hadn't adjusted to, and they caught us on that one.
Well, after they score the touchdown, we get the ball back, and we just can't do anything with it, so we have to punt. And they start another drive. And down they come down to the field, and fourth down, not very much for a first and goal.
Fourth and seven.
And we hold them.
Yep.
And we get the ball back.
Oh, no, I don't know what the distance was. You're right, I don't know.
It was like less than a foot. It was close, and they tried to quarterback sneak, and he went nowhere, which was surprising to me.
That was about the time we felt like we had adjusted. So.
Yeah. You know, well, they had marched all the way down there, and it was first and goal or almost first and goal when they got down there, and the defense bowed its back. And
their goal line defense bailed us out a couple times this year.
They did. Well, they bailed us out there. And we get it out of trouble, but we still can't mount much of an offense. And then we got to move into the fourth quarter. And they've got another drive, and we got that fourth down, and we've got three guys holding up that quarterback. And somehow he gets away, and everybody's jaw drops, and we're going, and he had a man wide open in the end zone.
That was fourth and seven. Yeah. And we felt like he was going to throw the ball and roll to their sideline, so we brought a blitz off the edge. First person there was Will Jones, and the kid was about to throw the ball. Will jumps up in the air, and the kid pulls the ball down and ducks Will. The next person to hit him was the blitz, and when he ducked, he went right over the top of him and knocked Will off. And then the other young man there couldn't quite get a hold of him, and so he scrambles out to their sideline to his right, and our man coverage guy came off his coverage because he thought he was sacked, and then they threw a touchdown. That was the deal breaker there. That beat
us. That was. Well, we've got more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, We were just talking about the fourth quarter there with the where the quarterback got loose and scored that touchdown. And if we'd have held him, if we'd have got him on the ground, which we didn't, and that was their quarterback, who also had an outstanding game on defense for them too, an outstanding athlete, somehow got away and made that touchdown pass, and that put him up 20 to 7 at that point.
It's 27, pretty late in the fourth quarter. So if we hold them there, still 14-7, we get the ball back. So anyway, we tried a passing concept. We haven't worked a whole lot just to get something started. We're down by two scores and threw our second pick six of the game. So that was it. That was 27-7. But I didn't think that was reflective of how our defense, you know, really played.
No, your defense played really an outstanding ball game. They gave – well, you can say they gave up two touchdowns, but one of those touchdowns was a good, solid drive by them, but the other touchdown was, oh, we almost held them again on fourth down. So with that, it could have been something else. I think if we played the number one team in the state that well, I think you got the program on track.
If either them or Irwin, I think, are number one right now until somebody knocks them off. I have to go with Irwin because Irwin's defending state champ.
They are, and they beat Brooks County, who was number two in the state, down there in their home. And then Brooks, of course, was a 2A team last year that went pretty deep in the state playoffs. So that was an outstanding victory for them. Well, how did we come out of the game with injury-wise? Because it was a hard-hitting game. I know we already lost our tight end Burkhart and with a sprained ankle. How long do you think he'll be out?
I don't know. We hope we get him back, obviously, for playoff times, but he's definitely out this week.
Okay. And any other key injuries? Johnson on the mend, so we might see him here soon.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he plays this week, but we're just taking it day by day. You know, when he's healed up, I'm sure he'll be ready. The first one to tell me he's ready to go.
That's what we need. We need to see him back out there. But I think Will Jones is filling in for him, and he's quite capable of filling in.
Yeah, I really expect Will to have a big ball game this week.
He's doing an outstanding job for you on defense, too, there at the nose guard.
He really manned up. He didn't have a lot of great stats this week. They schemed him on defense. You know, he didn't have a chance to run the ball much on Friday because they hit him in the backfield. But I carried him out as one of the players of the week because, man, he played – fullback and nose guard, four quarters in a region championship game. That's a tough kid.
That is. And I'll say this. You know, when you watch single-A games, and over the years I've noticed this, that single-A schools play more kids both ways than any other region does.
Yeah.
And there weren't many Metter kids coming off the field either in that game. When the ball turned over, you just see a few swap out on both sides. And sometimes coaches were giving kids breathers.
Yeah, we at one point this year, we only had four kids playing both ways, but now I'm not sure about that because injuries and COVID quarantines and everything else. I'm not sure how many we have.
It's making it tough, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, we've got this game under our belt, and got next Friday night, this coming Friday night, travel up to Sylvania, Georgia, which is on the other side of Statesboro. And play Scriven County Gamecocks.
Yeah, this game, they're 4-3 overall record, and so are we. If we win this game, we're the number two seed, and we'll host the first round of the playoffs. Lose this ball game, we're probably on the road to Brooks or Irwin. So it's a big win. We need this win to put us in a good playoff bracket, to put us in a good seeding for the playoffs, to make a run when we're healthy. So this is a big game for both of us.
Yep. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, I know you've looked at the films and you're working on what kind of an offensive scheme is Scriven County going to throw at us?
They don't run a tight end very often. They more or less are two split ends. They run a sniffer back, which is a mobile tight end. That you see a lot of the colleges and pros running. So they run a power run game with that, a little play action. Quarterback's mobile. He runs the ball some. And then if that's not working, they get in trips and double twins and throw the football.
Are they pretty good at throwing it?
Yeah, they're not bad. The quarterback's pretty mobile. He's the one that scares me the most.
What do they look like on defense?
They're really big. They've got some kids that can run. I'm not calling all their kids slow or anything like that. They're really big and strong. I think the overall team speed factor would go to us, so that's going to be an advantage we have. They're going to have a size advantage.
I know before the Metter game, I talked to some of the Metter folks up in the booth, and they were scared of Screven when they went to, when they saw him because of their size and everything. But they did say that they weren't as quick on the line, and they had success against them, but it was in the second half. It was a close first half, and they seemed to wear down in the second half, so they had success against them in the second
half.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to run them until their tongues hang out.
Well, that's what we're good at is a running game, so we've got to get the blocking going and put that running game back to good use. Don't want to talk about any special plays you got in there for them right now because one of them might be listening to this show before the game and get
That's
prepared
true.
For it. So, well, it is a big game. We pull this one off, and then we'll have two more after that, and they'll both be at home. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We'll end the season at home, and hopefully we'll get that first playoff game.
Yeah, if we win, I think we'll have three games in a row at home, and we'll see what happens if we win that and go where we need to go, you know.
Well, it's been a good season so far, Coach. With all the things all the teams are having to put up with. So, what else do you want to tell us about Screven County?
Well, it'll be our eighth ball game. So, six out of the eight games have been on the road.
We are now known as the Traveling Buccaneers.
Yeah, so we're on the road again. Our kids are used to it, though. And I think, you know, we're going to play hard. So,
I got a quick question for you. Is next year's schedule the reverse of this schedule where the same teams?
The only difference is we hope to have our scrimmage games back.
Well, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. I think that would help us immensely. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we've talked about the Metter game, which the loss is disappointing, but the way the kids played throughout the game, they never quit, never gave up. And that's you've instilled that in these kids every game so far. We've not seen the quit in them.
You know, last year we tried to get all the bad habits out and work our way back into some big ball games, and we did kind of last year. But this was the first time we were really a serious challenger. You know, we had avenged the loss at ECI from the playoffs and came back and really – I know they're ranked number one. You could argue that they're not, they are or not, but right now they're ranked number one. We took them to the wire in the first half and really through the third quarter, and it was a great ball game until about the last two or three minutes.
It was. It was really two plays is all that really separates that from possibly a victory.
Yeah, that comes, their program's a little more established than us. That comes with, you know, our quarterback made a great play, and he made two bad ones. I know our quarterback pretty well, Dalton McClellan. He'll respond.
He will. He will. And then, and of course, we talked a little bit about Screven County next week, and that's going to be another big region game. We got to travel up there Friday night under the lights in a different stadium and a different environment. But in looking at the records from the teams that we've beat and the teams that they've played, I think we've got a good chance against
them.
We
do, and I just wish we had all cylinders clicking, but we do have a good shot at them, and I'm sure they're thinking the same thing about us.
Yeah, and they could be in the same boat as us with some key injuries, too, so that'll
well, I know they've lost their main running back, number 35.
Okay.
So I'm not sure he'll be back.
That kind of evens us up for a little while then. Well, let's talk about some of your kids, your seniors that want to go to the next level and play some college ball. What kind of response are you getting from some of the colleges, or what are they wanting to do?
We've got quite a few kids that are being looked at in the college level. The senior class is the easiest one to market, and then you've got the younger recruiting starts now. But everything, Harold, is virtual. NCAA recruiting dead period has been extended through January the 1st. So we don't get to see those guys. We don't get to go see them or anything like that. So everything's online. We've spoken to the Naval Academy, the Army at West Point, you name it, man. Auburn, Arkansas, all online.
Wow. We're in a different time, aren't we, Coach?
That's true.
Because, we all watch things on games on TV, and we all watch the Georgia Bulldogs on TV, and when you look at the stadium, it's beautiful. But when you go in person, it's so totally different, and that's what makes this so interesting. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, how did the kids respond to virtual interviews?
How do kids and coaches respond? They call Mrs. Warren, my better half, and she sets us up Zoom meetings and things like that.
So you've got your own tech person handling all that for you. Well, who are some of your key players that you think are going to get some of the scholarships?
Trenton Johnson, running back, even though he's not healthy right now, has had some offers. Kai Lloyd, who we got back last week from an injury from the first ball game. Azevon Lawton, who's on an ACL injury right now. Those are some of the main ones that stand out. I'm sure there'll be some more. Quan Proctor in the junior class, and there's some others that are on the recruiting boards but haven't been offered yet. Miles Wood, of course, has been offered and going to play at Washington Lee. So we've got, I'm doing a pretty good job of getting them noticed, and they're doing a great job of playing hard and getting noticed.
Oh, they are. And every one of those players that you mentioned, when you watch them on Friday night, and I know we've lost a couple of them to some injuries, but they all do play hard.
They do.
And they're outstanding athletes. And I'm sure they're good in the classroom, too, because I know you demand that of them.
Yep.
Well, kind of winding down here, Coach. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the program before we have to sign off?
No, we just we're looking forward to getting these last 3 weeks and hopping on the playoffs and having a couple home games in a row. Being on the road 6 to 8 weeks has been tough. Yeah.
Well, we've got Screven County, and then we got Jenkins and Portal at home, and needless to say, they're not having the last two teams are not having very successful seasons, and we hope we can continue that for them when they come here.
Yeah, I hope we can beat them too, and right now we should if we play well. But I've noticed a big improvement in both their programs this year, so that they're a lot better teams than they were last year.
I noticed that with the halftime score when we saw the Portal score. They were playing Screven County last week, and that was kind of a shock. I think it was 21-13 at halftime. So Portal is scoring points on folks. So they're turning the corner, and they're a small school like we are too. So
they are.
And sometimes it's tough to get the talent to compete against some of these bigger, more established programs. Well, Coach, it's been good doing this program with you. We've got a few more games to go, and then hopefully we'll get into the playoffs and make a run there. So I'd like to give a thanks for joining us for the MCA Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we are signing off.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.